Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
Doug Sleater here for the CPA Technology Advisor, reading from the January 2008 edition on page 42, the QuickBooks Advisor. This month's title is What's New in QuickBooks 2008, Part 2 of a two-part series. Intuit recently released the 2008 version of QuickBooks. This version is a relatively minor update to the product, but there are some very nice enhancements that may appeal to some or all of your clients. In this two-part article, I discuss each of the major new features and give you some ideas for how to put QuickBooks to work for your clients. Check out last month's column for a review of the following features: the accountant's copy enhancements, the new credit card protection features, next generation help, and improvements to the QuickBooks remote access feature powered by WebEx. This month, I'll cover the following new features: the Outlook integration enhancements, Excel importing enhancements, invoicing for time and expenses, and the new auth-only credit card capture feature. Now note that as I discuss features of the QuickBooks product line, I use the name QuickBooks generically, because unless I specify, the features and behaviors of this are the same or are similar across the whole product line. The first feature I'm going to discuss is the new Outlook integration features. These features are available in QuickBooks Pro and above. If your clients use QuickBooks to email forms such as invoices and purchase orders, you probably know that the previous versions of QuickBooks allowed for you to send these forms through an Intuit server instead of using the client's email server. For some clients who manage all the communications with their Outlook folders, this made it difficult to manage the sent forms unless clients sent a copy of the email directly into their own email address. QuickBooks 2008 has a new preference to email forms via Outlook or Outlook Express, as shown in Figure 1 in the magazine. The setting for Outlook indicates that you'll be using Outlook to send the forms via email, while the setting for QuickBooks Email indicates that you'll be using QuickBooks Online Billing Solutions service to send and manage your emailed forms. When deciding which email method to use with QuickBooks Forms, consider this trade-off. Although using Outlook to send emails provides tracking within Outlook, the way that most clients would prefer it, if you do select QuickBooks Email, the QuickBooks Billing Service provides automated management, tracking, and follow-up of the emailed forms. Although there is no fee for the email-only function of the QuickBooks Billing Solutions service, there are several benefits of the fee-based billing solutions service that'll help you manage and track your emailed forms. Note, however, that even if you choose to pay for the upgraded billing solutions service, there are a few features that will not be available if you send forms via Outlook or Outlook Express. So, for example, if you choose to send your forms through Outlook or Outlook Express, the automatic payment reminders feature will not be available. The billing solutions feature that lets you track when customers view invoices and estimates will also not be available. However, it is possible in Outlook to choose a setting under the View Options menu and request a read receipt on the emails. Also, customers cannot submit payments against statements, only invoices. When using Outlook or Outlook Express, customers can pay invoices online by clicking the link in the email. However, the email will not have the View Invoice button that is available when sending the invoice via QuickBooks directly. Customers cannot view estimates in the Customer Account Center either. The next feature is Excel list import improvements. The Excel import for customer, vendor, and items has remained virtually unchanged since it was originally released with version 2004. New with the Pro and Above edition in version 2008 is a data import wizard to make the process easier. The wizard provides a spreadsheet template with predefined columns that describe what data fields can be imported. The user adds data to the columns in the spreadsheet, and then the wizard validates the data before you can save the import file. As errors are identified, they are highlighted along with a description of the error and proposed solution. After validating and fixing the errors, the spreadsheet is saved in the hard drive so that it can be imported into QuickBooks. The next feature is invoice list for time and expenses. The Premier Edition in 2008 includes a new way for invoicing time and expenses from a list that shows the dollar amounts outstanding for a specific date range. The first step is to confirm that the time and expenses company preference, and note that there's a change in the name of the preference from the previous time tracking preferences, has been marked to create invoices from a list of time and expenses, as we're showing in Figure 5 in the magazine. With this preference marked, it is possible to choose to invoice for time and expenses from the customer pull-down menu or invoices icon on the home page as shown in Figure 6. Next, set the date range to specify which timesheets and expenses to include. Then select the customer job to be invoiced. If all charges should be invoiced, click the Create Invoice button, or if only specific charges should be invoiced, click Let Me Select Specific Billables for This Customer Job. With the Specific Billables option selected, you can select items for invoice just as you do with the Add Time Cost button on the invoice screen. Although this enhancement will be good for some users, it would be greatly improved if it would allow you to click multiple customers or jobs to invoice them sequentially, or if it would allow me to mark all, similar to what I can do in the reconciliation window. Also, the list view of the billable customers is only available for viewing on screen, and the user cannot print and/or drill down on the amounts. I wish I could create a report with either details or summaries of what is ready to be invoiced, including time with hours, billable dollars, and billable costs, expenses, mileage, and other pass-through items. The last feature I'm going to discuss here today is the merchant services enhancements. In the past, processing credit card payments from customers via QuickBooks was a single step that combined both the authorization and the actual charge to capture the funds. This is still true when using the Receive Payment option. But for a variety of reasons, QuickBooks users often want to obtain the authorization to ensure that the funds are available and then later actually process the charge to capture the payment for the same or a different amount once the services are performed or the goods have been shipped. New with Pro and Above in 2008 is the ability to do just that. This feature requires the QuickBooks user has the QuickBooks Merchant Services account for processing credit card authorizations and payments via QuickBooks. Once that requirement has been met, though, there are multiple ways to access the new form, including from the Customer Center as a new transaction, the Customer Pull-Down menu, etc. The form itself is comparable with the Receive Payment screen. The primary difference, though, is that the Customer Payment authorization is a non-posting transaction, i.e., the customer balance in the general ledger will not be affected by this transaction. Note, a transaction fee will be charged for the authorization, but there is no discount fee or percentage. The authorization is only a temporary hold, which will expire, typically within 7 days. The authorization can be used to capture the charge after the temporary hold has expired. However, there may be an additional fee to the merchant. Once the goods and services have been shipped to the customer and the invoice created, you can convert the authorization to a captured transaction by clicking the Enable Payment button that will appear on the to the left of the credit card icon, as shown in Figure 9 in the magazine page. Note, do not process authorization or capture transactions via the Merchant Service Center. While this new online view is a helpful way to research transactions, any transactions entered via this interface will not be downloaded into QuickBooks. To report on your authorizations, you can use the built-in report under Reports, Customers and Receivables, Open Authorizations. However, at the time of this writing, this report doesn't seem to work very well. It includes all the estimates and sales orders open, closed, and invoiced in full. So we expect this problem will be resolved soon, so make sure you look back and download the latest updates in 2008 to see if the report has been corrected. In the meantime, it is possible to filter the report for transaction type payment, and the result will be a list of open authorizations as you would expect. In summary, QuickBooks 2008 has a few nice enhancements, but unless someone really needs one of those features, for example, auth-only credit card transactions, it's doubtful that many clients will feel compelled to immediately upgrade. My favorite enhancements this year are the following: the customer credit card protection, because PCI compliance and data security is of extreme importance to any business that accepts credit cards. Number two, the Outlook integration, because tracking email all in one place is an absolute requirement for most of us. The third one is this merchant services enhancement to permit the authorization as a separate process from capturing the charge, because it's a common need for businesses who take orders from customers and need to the confidence that paying the payment will be forthcoming. And the fourth, this Excel list import, because information is often available from other sources, especially when converting from other accounting systems. We haven't found any serious bugs, and this version appears to be very stable after upgrading data files from earlier versions. Overall, performance is good, as good or better than version 2007. It's not dramatically different as the changes we saw in 2006, and hopefully that means we won't see as many upgrading difficulties as we saw with the 2006 version. As far as the accountant's copy enhancements, these are great improvements moving QuickBooks in the right direction. For example, the enhancement of highlighting the data will be transferred to the client eliminates much of the guesswork, and the ability to send the file via Intuit secure server should simplify the streamline the process of the accountant's review copy. It is important that you update your original installation of QuickBooks 2008, all editions, with Release 3, because that release fixes a problem with the bank recs in the accountant's copy. With R3, and I think there are even later versions now that you can update to, but at least to R3, the accountant, the client, or both can reconcile the bank account and credit card accounts while the accountant's copy is with the accountant. It gets a little complicated there, but there was a problem when the accountant had the file out and somebody did a reconciliation on one side or the other. The client's reconciliation of a particular account is saved and will be retained as long as the accountant did not reconcile the same account for the same period. If the accountant does not reconcile the account the same account as the client, the accountant's reconciliation will overwrite the client's when the client accepts the accountant's copy. This is Doug Sleater signing off for January 2008.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune into future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.